So let's look at some powerful reasons to embrace storytelling. And given that you've already signed up for this, I probably don't have to labour this point too much, but it might be useful to understand the range of benefits that this approach can bring. Firstly, this idea of standing out in an ocean of noise, and it certainly is a noisy world out there. If you're trying to promote something with a bland, vanilla message, you're going to find it very hard. There's a lady in the United States called Nancy Duarte, and she's a visual storyteller right at the top of her profession. I'm a great admirer of Nancy Duarte. And she has a great phrase that she uses, don't make more noise, strengthen your signal. And it reminds me of one of those radio tuners where you turn the dial to find the right frequency. So if you're putting an unremarkable story out there, it's like static, it's just like... What you want is to broadcast on a very specific frequency, which your target audience happens to be looking for. And then the signal and the message sounds crystal clear. And the best way to stand out is to tell a better story. And over these 5 modules, you'll discover what that really means. Stories trigger emotion. And marketing and advertising people have always understood the power of emotion when it comes to connecting with an audience. But unfortunately, that principle hasn't been embraced to the same degree by the rest of the business world. There's an over-reliance on logic when it comes to persuading people, given the information so they can decide. If column A adds up to more than column B, then surely the decision is obvious. But the problem is human beings have these strange things called emotions, and we don't make buying decisions purely on logic. Look at your own life and consider a decision that you made that was driven by emotion. Maybe it was a piece of jewellery, a holiday, your home, or the decision to buy a pet or change career or even start a family. And interestingly, all those things have a story attached, and you can bet there's a lot of emotion packaged within those stories. Similarly, when you share a story with someone else and it agitates something inside them, you're triggering an emotion within your audience. It could even be one of those imaginary scenarios which sounds familiar. You know that feeling when you ring a helpline and you're put on hold and then the music comes on? So storytelling helps you paint pictures in the minds of your audience. It gets them to feel good about you and your ideas. It gets everybody on the same wavelength. Storytelling pulls people towards you rather than that feeling that you're pushing something on them. Now, no one likes being sold to, and it's not much fun for the seller either, because when they're aware that they're being pushy and irritating, it's not much fun when you're having to bring business in that way. So what we're aiming for is to develop the art of persuasive influence. It's what Dan Pink, the American author, calls a moving skill. He describes it as less irritation and more agitation, because it stirs something up inside our audience, and the more storified approach facilitates this. And check out Philippe Dubost's job search story. And I'll include a link here that takes you to this. It's a great example of pull or attraction marketing. He pulled the right employer to him by showing creativity with a very unusual CV or resume. A great example of show versus tell. Storytelling is also about educating your audience and simplifying the complex. If you're a technically trained professional with deep expertise in your chosen field, that can be problematic when it comes to communicating with non-experts. You may have to compromise on some of your principles, like being complete and rigorous, in your explanations. To leave stuff out doesn't come easily to you. But you have to think of your audience like a vessel with a limited capacity. You have to be careful not to overload them with information. In this respect, good educators are good storytellers. They're able to adapt their message to the level of the audience to convey complex ideas and information in simple terms. They're able to distill a message into its purest form without being sloppy or misleading. After all, we can always ask for more information if we need it. Many of us are now working in the virtual space because of COVID, and maybe we were doing this to some extent before, but obviously it's been vastly increased and may well stay for some time yet. So we need to up our game when presenting material in the virtual world, because loyalty to the speaker is far lower when you're connected through a screen as opposed to sharing the same physical space. It's like flicking between the channels with a remote control. It's very easy to switch off. So that means that the quality of what we present and the level of engagement it creates has to be that much better. It's got to be more audience focused, bite-sized, stimulating, and obviously relevant as well. It's also about building better relationships, which are more human and less transactional. And again, we come back to this point that communication is really about connection. If you communicate in a cold, abstract, transactional way, those are the types of relationships that you will attract. And in business, those shallow relationships are vulnerable when someone comes along and undercuts you on price, or when you lose employees because they're seduced to go elsewhere by a better salary. So storytelling helps you build deeper, stronger relationships because it's a more human way of communicating. And as we'll see later, it's not just about you speaking as a storyteller. It's also about drawing the story out of others, and that requires good questioning and listening skills as well.